Funeral Services. This is Sue.
Hey, Sue, it's Tom. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm fighting with the computer.
Are you winning?
No. It's always very sad when you're losing to the computer.
Well, it's this artificial intelligence era, so they have an advantage over us humans.
Yes, they do. And then on top of that, it's what I was out most of the week last week, and so they, I don't know what they did, and so I'm having to try and fix things. And so it's not been a joyous occasion.
Yeah, that's never fun. I know. We've had issues with our phones, which has not been joyous, with cutting in and out on calls. Oh, gosh, it was so annoying. This was on Friday. So not easy to communicate with people when you can't fully have a conversation without it chopping in and out. But such is life, the difficulties in, first world country. Well, I send my condolences to your Buckeyes. I'm sorry for your loss last week.
You know, I'm sorry for your loss yesterday.
Jeez. Yeah, Michigan is not going to have a good season. I looked at the remainder of their schedule, and they still play at Indiana, which Indiana's undefeated and looks phenomenal. Ohio State, of course. Oregon comes to Michigan. And then they play Michigan State and Northwestern. I figure maybe they beat Michigan State and Northwestern, but lose the other three, and that would put them at 6-6. That's embarrassing after winning a national championship.
Yeah. Well, Oregon, talk about the surprise team.
Right.
You know, although we beat ourselves, so, you know, they were good.
Yeah, they definitely had, they had the momentum on their side, the crowd, You know, even the refs a little bit, I must admit.
Yes.
It seemed to be at least tilting in Oregon's favor with some of those calls. And then they even changed the rule because of it.
Yeah, you know, and then, of course, everybody's like, well, you know, now, of course, when Ohio State has it, then that's when you're going to change the rule.
Oh, are there a lot of people complaining now that they're changing the rule only because it was Ohio State that was the one that suffered because of it?
Yeah, that would be the only reason.
It was a dumb rule, bottom line, and you shouldn't give a defense an advantage for committing a penalty, period.
Yeah. Agreed.
But people will complain. You're right. They don't like seeing the teams that always win get things done because of their benefit.
That's why my husband was at the beach golfing, and he texted me, Michigan just lost. I said, oh, bummer.
Yeah. Well, I would imagine that Ohio State's going to beat Michigan pretty handily this season.
I hope so. It's the only thing that the coach has to get past. Because, you know, there's a lot of people who are like, he needs to go. I'm like, dude, he lost one game.
Mm-hmm.
He lost to the, third-ranked team. Okay. It was not good. There was some stupid mistakes, but,
Right. At the end of the day, he's a great recruiter. I mean, you can look at his record, and that speaks for itself with all of the five-star athletes that they continually churn into Ohio State.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't think Ryan Day is the problem.
No. It's stupid mistakes.
Yep. It's part of it, and they're kids, right?
Some of them are 18 and 19 years old. Come on, give them a break.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to fight with my computer and figure out what the problem is.
Okay. Well, enjoy your fight.
Yes.
I hope you win.
Thanks.
All right. Take care, Sue.